Cap'n Haas Show on WGN Plus and Comcast SportsNet.
DeJardin with the puck. Out to the right point for Seabrook. Left side, Oduya. Back across to Seabrook. They score! Blackhawks win! Kruger beats Anderson at 16-12 of the third overtime. The Chicago Blackhawks tie the series at one. Marcus Kruger is the hero in the longest game in Blackhawks franchise history.
Well, boy, that was a lot of fun to watch. Win or lose, it was a great, great spectacle to watch. So much more fun when you got to get up 3 hours later to go to work and the Blackhawks have tied the series a game apiece. I said it a while ago, not because he was coming on. We were discussing the broadcast, and I love the between periods with Liam McHugh, Keith Jones, and Mike Milbury. Mike will join me on Sports Talk Live later today. Liam, kind enough to get up early and join us. Now, Liam, good morning. I know you're a little tired, but that was a hell of a hockey game, man.
Oh, it was fantastic. Definitely worth the late nights. And as I tell people, someone asked me on Twitter last night if I get paid overtime when they go to overtime. And as I always say, quality time with Mike Milbury is payment enough. Because in no way, shape, or form does he get grouchier as the night gets longer and longer. But I think he gets a little bit more entertaining. But that was just an amazing game.
Well, I have to interview Mike later today. And what I love about your show is it's not sanitized. It's Jonesy and Mike being Jonesy and Mike. And Mike last night all over the officials about the lack of an extra 2 minutes or more on the Clayton Stoner hit. What was your take on it?
I totally agree. You know, it was one of those things where it almost seemed like because of who the penalty was against, because it was against Shaw and he was skating up into his face to confirm about a hit, the refs were just like, yeah, you know, it seemed like because of Shaw's reputation, they weren't going to blow that whistle. And, you know, listen, I mean, I think you cushion the blow because the Blackhawks scored two early power play goals. But when you consider that the penalty could have gone longer and the power play was clicking at that point, they could have grabbed an even bigger advantage. I think, for the most part, I think the referees have done a fantastic job throughout the playoffs. So that was one of those where it really made no sense. It was blatant. It was right in front of everyone. You saw it. You got to make a call.
Liam, is there a consensus between Keith, Mike, and yourself as to who the better team is in the city? If you take the puck bounce out of it, who should win?
I think last night was very even. I think in the first game, the funny thing is, right, I think the Blackhawks actually came out really strong in period number one of game one. You know, they were fast. That speed seemed to really give the Ducks problems. But then after that, the Ducks kind of wore them down, and that's really their MO. They're big, they're strong, and they want to hit you. What, 71 more hits last night? I would say right now, they're evenly matched when you're speed against strength. But the bad thing right now is when you consider the exhaustion and when you consider the cumulative effect of all the minutes and all the hits, I think when you look at the Ducks' defense, they're deeper right now, especially with that injury to Michael Roosevelt. And all the minutes that Duncan Keith, especially, and then Brent Seabrook down the line, they've had to log because, you know, Joe Quenneville certainly has some trust issues with the guys at the bottom of his defensive unit.
And we're talking to Liam McHugh from NBCSN and NBC Sports. Liam, when you're sitting there watching the game in a conference room or green room or wherever you are with Jones and Milbury, what is that experience like? Because I got to think they're both pretty animated.
I would, it's locker room like, you know, it's things where things all the microphones are off. We'll put it that way. It's definitely, it's another thing where I think if you're sitting around and you're passionate, but you're having beers watching a game, it's like that. We have young guys who are cutting video, and they are taking crap the entire night from Mike and Keith, but they love it. You know, I think it's good natured for the most part. But it's it's an education. I mean, you learn a lot throughout the course of the game, and little subtle things that, you know, I wish we almost had more time with on the air. You know, I'm talking to these guys about, you know, we're getting loopy. The night's getting late. We started, you know, with an hour pregame before this whole thing, So I want to know, you know, what's it like for these guys in the locker room? Is it, like, quiet? Is it loose? And Milbury told me that the longer games got for him as a player, he's like, the players got loose in the locker room. You know, they start, they're joking around. He goes, it's looser than you would expect. Because for everyone who's watching, it's really tense. But the players are well aware. This is a strange situation. This team is going from, you know, on the East Coast, it started, at 9 o'clock at night, and it's, you know, past 2 in the morning. These players are aware of that. And they get loose, until the decision day.
We're going to put Leon on hold for 1 second. We'll try and reestablish. I think we got a bad sell. 312-235-2525 is our number. We'll get right back to Liam McHugh from NBC Sports Network. I would love to be sitting in that green room and hearing those guys go at it, because it I know I got to do it with Kaz, Waddle, and Hamp here for football.
Right.
It's just it's such an amazingly different experience and a different way to watch a game.
Did Hamp actually speak to you during those games? Because whenever I'm in there doing that, Hamp is dead on focused on what's going on.
Yeah, he speaks, but the abuse that goes back and forth between the athletes towards whoever, and it's good-natured, as Liam said, it is totally, totally different. I think we got him back now. Liam, we got you now?
Hopefully.
There we go. Yeah, way better. Way better.
All right,
so when you look at this game tomorrow night, everybody's exhausted. We were talking to Pat Boyle from Comcast Sportsnet earlier. He said, does Joel Quenneville go into his satchel of extra players, Joakim Nordstrom, Chris Versteeg, David Rundblad, and maybe make lineup changes so you have fresh legs? Do you see any of that happening?
I mean, I think it's a tough call at this point, because you want fresh players, but also you really have to have a trust in these players, right? And you wonder if what happened in game one sort of ruins that trust with Rundblad. And you also wonder if, I mean, I think there's something you said about the fact that Duncan Keith, yes, he locked a lot of minutes and you'd like to lessen the load on him. But then you talk to people about Duncan Keith and they tell you, you know, Patrick Kane said he's a physical freak. We worked with Brian Boucher. He said he was around Duncan Keith for a long time. Practice games, he never once, this is amazing, never once saw him get winded, which is astonishing considering all the ice time that he logs and how hard he plays. I mean, I think if he feels comfortable, he's going to make a move, but I'm not so sure it's a definite thing considering how tight these games are. But here's the amazing thing about last night, and I found this really remarkable. The game slowed down at certain points, and it has to. The pace of the game should slow down. But at some point, so should a player's ability to process that game mentally. And, you know, your focus, right? Itch of the road, your decision-making should deteriorate. I didn't see a lot of that last night. I still saw guys make some pretty good decisions, make some crisp passes. So from a mental standpoint, I think that's just as big as a physical standpoint. I didn't see too much of that from either team.
And, Liam, you know, before the series, you were tweeting out stuff like, you know, it's a complete mismatch in styles, strength, size versus speed, skill. I'm not saying that the Ducks aren't skilled, but not quite like the Blackhawks. Your assessment as to how that'll play out Game 3 going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think if Chicago's legs are there, that speed's going to be still going to be a big advantage. But I don't think Anaheim's going to back down in terms of delivering hits. I think they're going to come right at you. Bruce Boudreau wants his team to hit 45 to 50 times a game. They get 71 last night. I think that's going to continue. One thing that really I think has been interesting in the Lightning is the offensive depth of the Ducks. I think we all knew about that top line with Getzlaff and Perry, but they're showing that they have a little bit more skill offensively than a lot of people gave them credit for, and that's going to be a factor. I think it's just going to continue to be tight throughout, and at this point, I don't think it would surprise anyone if we see a seven-game series here.
Liam, before we let you go, everyone talks about, oh boy, the Hawks and the effect of, you know, not having a deep defensive core and all the hits on all their players. But isn't there some cumulative effect on the players who are dishing out those hits? Their bodies are still getting banged around too.
I think that's a great point. And you know what? We saw this in the last round in the Eastern Conference because the Capitals like to play that way. They want to play heavy hockey. They want to hit you. And the funny thing is they have a superstar who wants to lead the way in that regard in Alexander Ovechkin. And throughout the seven-game series against the Islanders, he hit everything and anything, and he started off that way against the Rangers as well. Those first two games, he was an absolute wrecking ball on skates. and he was scoring and he was making plays on top of the hits. But then he went cold for a little bit. He had four straight games without a point. And I think a lot of that had to do with the reckless way in which he plays. And I think you could see that eventually with the Ducks. We haven't seen it yet, but we also haven't seen what happens to them when they come off a three overtime game. So I think it's a good point. It's certainly something to keep an eye on.
Hey, Liam, did you jump up and down when Andrew Shaw headbutted in the goal thinking your night was over, or did you know the rule?
You know what? It was one of those things where a lot of us were looking around at each other. It didn't seem like it could possibly count, but it was more one of those situations where, you know, I don't have the body work that any of my coworkers have. I had never seen anything like that. And then I looked at Mike Milbury, and he said, "Don't look at me." You know, 41 years associated with the NHL, he had never seen anything remotely like that, where a guy purposely left his feet, goes up, rises, and heads the puck into the net. We didn't expect it to count. And then, you know, we consult the rule book. It obviously can't. It's sort of vague, that rule. No one says you can't directly head it, but you can't bat it in with any other part of your body, and you certainly need to use your stick. But it was pretty awesome. And, I heard his comments after the game, and I'll be talking to the Premier League folks at NBCSN to see if they can get Andrew Shaw into a crossover deal going forward.
I mean, if you can do that, it should count. Come on.
Absolutely. Liam, we appreciate you taking time for us. We'll be watching tomorrow night. Should be another great, great battle.
All right. My pleasure, guys. Good talking.
You too. All the best. Liam McHugh from NBC Sports and NBCSN. 312-235-2525. 1125. That's Whack Bro. That's Whack Bro. Have you ever played?
Yes, and there's a lot of ammo today. A
lot of ammo.
Have I ever played That's Whack Bro? I play along at home all the time, Cap.
I meant on the air.
Of course, I've played on the air, too.
But you're usually not up this early. 312-235-2525 is our phone number.
I live a wild life. That's me. 5 a.m. every day. I can give you a list of all the Chicago bars that go till 5. I just make the rounds.
Ties till 4,
still going.
Another good spot. We will take a timeout. We will come back, get a few more calls, and then 1125 again. That's Whack Bro. We have gift certificates from Lou Malnati's and Apt Electronics for winners. They'll get both. Again, you find something in sports or whatever, and you think it's just insane, you give us that point, and you end it by saying, "That's whack, bro." Best ones win. 312-235-2525. You decide is next.
This is Cap and Haw on WGNplus.com and CSN Chicago.
Welcome back. Cap and Haw Show continues on Comcast Sportsnet and WGN Plus. Throw that app on your phone. You could stream us through your Bluetooth in your car, just like we're on your car radio. Mark Carmen in for David, who'll be back tomorrow. He's traveling back from Anaheim today. Okay, this is a feature we call You Decide. Do it every Wednesday. Brought to you by the great people at Wintrust Community Banks. I am a proud customer of Wintrust Community Banks. And you can get the little debit card that has the Cubs or White Sox logo on it and show your team support.
Which one you got?
I have both.
On the same card?
No, two different cards.
Yeah, two different cards, one Cub, one Sox?
That's correct.
You're carrying around a White Sox card in your wallet?
Yes.
I don't think that sits well with your Cub fans that like you as a broadcaster.
I mean,
are you kidding?
Two cards. They sent me both cards. What do you want me to do?
Oh, they sent you both. Okay, yeah. That's different. If you said, "Hey, I got to get myself a what," you would never say, let's be honest, you're not going, "Hey, I need a White Sox card too."
No, I actually asked for the Cubs card. They said you can have one, and then they sent me both. So I said, fine, I'll show my Chicago allegiance to both.
Uh-huh.
Haven't used the Sox card yet, but
Thank you.
All right, so it's called You Decide for a reason, because we want you and I to debate and decide something in the sports world. So here's what I have procured through the urgings of Mike Jacobson, our executive producer.
Okay.
Would you make changes to the NHL's playoff overtime system so that you don't have games dragging on till 1:08 in the morning or 1:15 as they did against Nashville?
For the playoff system, no. No, I would not make any changes.
You wouldn't go to 4-on-4?
No.
You wouldn't go to a shootout?
I think you diminish the game when you change it, especially at the most...
Don't the goofs in soccer, didn't they change the World Cup can end on a shootout? Isn't that right?
First of all, don't attack the great game of soccer that is more popular than any sport on the
soccer
planet.
Soccer blows.
Okay.
It's boring.
Don't be so close-minded. It's the most popular sport in the world.
I'm happy for those people. I think it's boring.
I think you need to open up your mind and enjoy some soccer. But regardless, I don't.
But I think those people.
I'm not sure if they changed the rules, to be honest.
Could somebody tweet at me at the Capman? I believe that you can end the World Cup on a shootout.
And
if that's true, that's a joke.
Exactly. Make them earn it. It's the biggest game of the most important time. Come on. Let's play it the way the game is meant to be
played. Play it out.
Yep. Regular season, okay, and even then I think you can kind of – I would rather than the shootout, I'd rather they got more creative with even 3-on-3, 4-on-4, whatever it is.
3-on-3 is a little gimmicky.
So is the shootout.
What is this, the Gus Macker?
Well, a shootout is as gimmicky as it gets. How many shootouts do you ever – how many breakaways do you ever see in an NHL game?
You get maybe one.
Maybe one. Right. It's a huge gimmick. I find it entertaining. But 3-on-3 would be cool. Tons of open ice. I'd be willing to explore that if I was.
And play it as sudden death?
Yeah.
That would be ridiculous.
I mean.
What about 1-on-1?
1-on-1 would be great, too. It'd be certainly great for the Blackhawks. Who's beating Patrick Kane in a 1-on-1?
Right. You get Kane around Clayton Stoner and in on Frederick Anderson.
He would have some trouble with physicality there in a 1-on-1, though.
He might.
Be fun, though. I don't mind a little gimmick in the regular season. Playoffs, just how it is, baby. Play all night.
Completely agree. So that's our thoughts. Wintrust loves a good rivalry. Who doesn't? I know I do. Here in Chicago, we've got one of the best. Cubs versus White Sox. North side versus South side. Blue versus black. Put your money where your heart is, Chicago, and decide for your side with a Cubs or White Sox checking account from your local Wintrust Community Bank. It comes with your very own Cubs or Sox debit card so you can show your baseball pride every time you make a purchase. How cool is that? Plus, cheer for your team by tweeting or Instagramming with the hashtag DecideCubs or hashtag DecideSox, because when you choose, either online or in the bank, you'll help Wintrust donate up to $500,000 to Cubs and White Sox charities. Follow along online. See whose fans are cheering the loudest and learn more at Wintrust.com/YouDecide. Banking services provided by Wintrust Community Banks. Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox trademarks used with permission. Member FDIC.
We haven't gotten to this in the You Decide world, and I know that's a huge Hawks day, but I just want to touch on one thing with you, Cap. Stacey King was commenting on Tom Thibodeau, and I think we have that audio. Do we have that audio, Mike?
Yeah, so, he was on his Sirius XM show.
And he took a shot, really, at Tibbs.
Yeah, I heard it.
And I was disappointed, to be honest.
I mean, I'll be very honest with you. I like Stacey a lot. I think he's an excellent announcer. I thought his commentary on his Sirius XM show, exceptionally misguided. Awful.
I mean, he basically made it out, or
he put it all on Thibs.
A good portion of their playoff failings, he made it out like Thibs isn't a good enough coach to get him through the playoffs.
That's a joke. Take a listen.
The thing about Tom is Tom is very stubborn, and he's a great coach. He's great at what he does. You know, he pushes the players, and he's no different than all the old school coaches that were back in the 90s. You know, he has high expectations for his players. He's a no-nonsense excuse guy, and sometimes guys don't want to be coached by a guy like that. Those guys have short shelf life in the NBA. But at the end of the day, you know, you've got to be able to conform too. You've got to be able to say, let me change with the times a little bit. Let me make some adjustments. And I think that's been one of the biggest issues with Tom Thibodeau is that he coaches the same way regardless of if it's 82 games or if it's the playoffs. He's had great regular season success, but he has not had the same success in the playoffs.
Number one, he hasn't had Derrick Rose for 3 years, basically.
If he had left it at just what he said for the first 80%, saying, you know, some guys don't want to be coached like that, maybe change with the times, knows one way. Okay, you can have that take. But then to jump it, he hasn't been successful in the playoffs. Went to the Eastern Conference Finals, okay, beat a Brooklyn Nets team who you want to dog the Nets, not great, but the Bulls were not, they were playing without Rose, they weren't favored in that series.
They didn't have Dang.
Right. They ended up winning the series. And then, I mean, this year, get into the second round, you're playing LeBron James. To put that on Tibbs, it's just not, plus everything that was going on, it's just, come on.
I think it's completely inaccurate. Again, I'm a fan of Stacey's. I like him a lot. He's a great announcer.
So am I.
Thought his comments were off base.
I mean, I think Stacey's great, too. He's very entertaining to listen to. I was just surprised by that.
And, I was, too.
Thought we should slip that in there, Cappy, before that's whack, bro.
All right, last night, Cubs and White Sox both lose. Royals won. Tigers throttled at home by the Brewers, who are all of a sudden playing much better baseball. But the Cubs lost to San Diego. You said Starlin had the big error. I did not see it. A lot of Twitter angst over Starlin's error on the Twitter machine. But, yeah, it's
just seems like they have better options to play shortstop. I'm not sitting here saying trade Starlin or even that he's a bad shortstop. But Addison Russell's supposed to be a great shortstop.
Baez is an excellent shortstop.
And Javi is supposed to be a very good shortstop. So it just doesn't make sense to me.
So Yoshi Wada goes to the bump tonight, his first start of the season for the Cubs, replacing Travis Wood in the rotation, and Carlos Rodon for the White Sox.
Rodon trying to bounce back, and we'll see if Wada is an upgrade over what Travis Wood was. You would think that he would be.
By the way, Jed Hoyer will join the show tomorrow at what time is he at? 10:25 tomorrow. Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer.
Cubs are getting a little, turning in kind of a streaky team right now too. They were up, then they were down, then they were up.
Young team,
and now they've.
What young teams do?
Right, 21-17. Your Chicago Cubs 4.5 back of the Cardinals. If you haven't looked at the standings, and the Sox are dead even 500, 5.5 back of the Royals.
Yeah, Cardinals throttled the Metropolitans last night. What, 10-2?
The Metropolitans are shocking people. Or the Metro. I didn't expect the Mets to be sitting there tied with the Nationals at this point, even though we're only 40 games in. Of course, the Cubbies got them 4 in a row.
All right, 312-235-2525. We'll get to That's Whack Bro. Tweet at us, at the Capman. And you can also email us, capandhaw@gmail.com, or call 312-235-2525. We're giving out best ones win Lou Malnati's gift certificates and an ABT Electronics, Apt Electronics gift certificate. All coming up, Kevin Haw, continuing on CSN WGN Plus.
When things just aren't right.
That's
right.
That is whack.
When situations become
unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
And people, well, they do things that just ain't cool.
It's whack to me. It's whack, bro. It's whack.
I guess you could say, that's whack, bro.
That's whack, bro.
That's whack, bro. All right, don't forget, they're going to replay in its entirety the Blackhawks game from last night on Comcast Sportsnet starting at 3:30, which will move my Sports Talk live show to 7 o'clock tonight. 8 o'clock inside look, and I think Sportsnet Central is going to be at 7:30 now.
Suck it up, Cap.
Check that out. I don't have any problem. Don't hear me whining like a child like you would.
There's a lot of major media personalities like you. They move their show out of its normal slot. I mean, they would be enraged, but not you. So that's probably not whack, bro, because you're just a guy that can just go with the flow. I've never seen anybody as flexible as you. You're just a...
Yeah, I
you're
can't
an easygoing guy, man.
The Joe Collins schedule, he sends the most amazing schedule I've ever seen. Everything's run down by the minute. Anyway, it starts at 3:30. 3:30, breaking news from Philip Bedella, our general manager. 3:30 this afternoon. For those of you that fell asleep or did not set your, well, Mark, or did not set your DVR, Mark, Comcast SportsNet is now going to replay the amazing Blackhawks game from last night beginning at 3:30 p.m. this afternoon.
By the way, my guy Mike Dice, who I work with over at Fanside, he's tweeting at us telling us that the World Cup final can end on penalty kicks at Kapanhaw.
Yes, that's correct.
So thank you at Mike Dice.
So
my
people
man.
That think soccer is all that in a bag of chips, that's whack, bro. All right, so that's whack, bro. We're getting that started right now. Let's go to Phyllis in Lyle, Illinois. Phyllis, how are you there, darling?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm thrilled to talk to you, Cap.
Thrilled to have you on.
Believe me, I'm so glad I'm still awake.
There you go.
Anyway, I'm a 75-year-old woman with end-stage cancer, and I was watching the Blackhawks thrilled to death last night in my little wheelchair, and I managed to stay awake all the way to the end of the game, didn't even doze off. And if I can do that, that idiot down in Panama City can't even get to the end of the game, and then he dares to judge their guts? That's whack, bro.
Way to go, Phyllis.
Phyllis, can we buy you dinner at Lou Malnati's?
Oh, I wish you could, but unfortunately, I can't eat pizza.
All right. Well, God bless. We will say a prayer for you, Phyllis, and you are a star. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cap.
All right. See you.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
You too.
Haven't you started DavidKaplanKale.com? It's one of your favorite foods.
I have kale in the fridge here.
Right. Well, you should get that going. And then for people that can't have pizza, Phyllis has a couple health concerns. You could send them some kale, the Cappy Kale.
Pretty good idea. 312-235-2525. Mark is in Woodridge. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Boy, what a game, huh?
Oh, anyway, spectacular.
But anyway, the fire department arriving at Cap's front door after he smokes up the kitchen, cooking what? Ground turkey and egg whites? That's whack, bro.
Thanks, Mark.
Do we have any of that audio?
I knew that was coming.
Oh, come on, let's get a little bit of the Cappy on WGN yesterday.
God. Jake, we really need to go there.
Yeah, we do, because this is really just, it might be your best performance in radio history.
David Cappy.
I set the smoke detector off, and now the alarm system went off.
I tell you what, this is going to keep you from the Food Network show you're clearly auditioning for.
Code is Studley. Code is Studley. We're fine.
The code is Studley?
You just gave
the alarm company.
You just gave away your alarm company code.
No, that's only for a fire thing. I have the other code for that.
That's not even the biggest problem with this.
The other dog's name.
The department's going to show up at my house.
I would go ahead and change the security code at your house since you just gave it up to a half million people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you ever, will you honestly step back and look at that for just a minute? You're on the radio with Steve Cochran, number one guy in the morning. You just felt the need that you just cook along with it.
I'm on a tight schedule. Jacobson's got me doing a lot of stuff around here. I got a busy day. I got to go to Comcast. I got to get a workout in the middle. I got to do Cubs at night. So I got up. I put the egg whites in one pan. For those of you that missed it, yesterday I was doing my hit. I do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at 6:20 a.m. with Steve Cochran. So I set the skillet on one burner, and I put another skillet on the other. I took ground turkey that I bought that has nice and healthy, all white meat, threw it in there with a little olive oil, a little black pepper, and I got that thing sizzling. It's about 6:15.
Meanwhile, with the shoulder and
No, I had nothing to do with that. No shoulder with the phone.
How were you doing it?
I was holding the phone.
Okay. Well, that could have been part of it.
In the other skillet, I had egg whites cooking in a little pan. And Cochran said, "What's all that noise?" It was the sizzling of the turkey. And I had the fan on. All of a sudden, the smoke detector, which is wired into my alarm system, went off. It cuts your phone line so that the fire department or the alarm company can call you to make sure, you know, if everyone's all right or not. So it cut me off in the middle of the interview. Now the phone rings back. I'm assuming it's either the fire station, the police station, or the alarm company. I'm like, everything's okay. The code is Studley. Studley is my first dog I bought for my family. He died in December, and he was, till yesterday, the code of our alarm system.
R.I.P.
I've changed that now. So Studley passed away. Anyway, the fire department, I didn't get their call because I was talking to Cochran. I thought I was talking to them. They showed up.
Yeah, but look at your life there. You're on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You're cooking eggs.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking to the fire department.
Yeah.
You got your wife yelling at you.
Yeah. And the dogs are barking.
And the dogs are barking. And you're like kind of trying to plan your day somewhere way back in the old head somewhere.
Correct.
You got to dial it down, bro.
David Kemp.
I set the smoke detector off, and now the alarm system went off.
It's just saying. So this is something to look at. Hey, what am I doing here? Maybe I could do things just a little bit different. Reduce the stress on you. I know you're having a great time. You're smiling about it now, and it's really not a big deal. But I just want you to be a...
Explain to me what I could have gotten rid of. I could go eat unhealthy food.
Well, you could get up a little bit earlier, cook before cocky.
I'm on the air till 11 o'clock at night doing Cubs. When would you like me to sleep?
Okay.
Having a love affair with a MyPillow. I need a little time.
Well, that's true. That's tough there. Well, maybe you just can't do it any better. This is it. This is what's going on.
Code is Studley. Code is Studley. We're fine.
Couple from the text line on the That's Whack Bro here, Cappy. What are you doing eating ground turkey? That's Whack Bro from the 630.
Trying to be healthy.
Mark Carman's softball ethics. That's Whack Bro from the 815. I'm getting a bunch of those. 270, Duck fans leaving the game and going home as the game continued. That's Whack Bro. That's from Grant in Kentucky.
Here's from our buddy Bob Kubiak. A Cub fan like Carman not having any clue as to what Madden meant by we meatloafed him. That's Whack Bro.
That's a good one. I just forgot. I knew that. I just
Cap thinking
the old
Meatloaf
mind.
Was a group. That's Whack Bro. Well, it is kind of a group, but he was the lead singer of it.
I like this one from Artie in Philly. The referee's voice when explaining the disallowed goal. That's Whack Bro.
Carm's code of sports integrity, not knowing the difference between smart gamesmanship and cheating. That's Whack Bro.
Do we have the referee's voice, Jacobson? If you missed it, it's like somebody is grabbing him in a place that you don't want to be grabbed. I thought that was fantastic. Can you say that again?
$20 million per year D. Rose wimping out in the second half of an NBA playoff game to a second-string rugby player. That's Whack Bro.
815, if you don't trade Castro today, that's Whack Bro. Sir, I don't agree with you. Keep Starlin. Just move him.
NBCSN hockey announcers not knowing the headbutt rule. That's Whack Bro.
That is Whack Bro. That is legit Whack Bro. So come on, you're an NBC announcer.
All right, back to the phones. 312-235-2525. Jeff is in East Moline. Hey, Jeff.
Morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Well, I was wondering what was the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft, doing with Roger Goodell last Saturday night? Were they talking to Playgate, Watergate, or money? Whatever it was, that's Whack Bro.
Agreed.
Nicely done, Jeff. Thanks, pal.
I've handled dozens of balls.
Can we get the referee, please? I hate to circle back, but I just want to hear this guy. It's so
the referee from last night?
Yes.
Yeah, he sounded like he'd been kicked in the family jewels.
Sharp sends it left point. Keith back to Sharp. High slot to Taves. Top of the right circle to Kane. Bottom of the right circle. Cuts in front. Fires. They score! It's Andrew Shaw! The puck bounced up into the air.
I think he headbutted it. I think he headbutted it. Hang on.
Shaw headbutted the puck into the duck net. Let's see. They may disallow it.
The Chicago person deliberately headbutted the puck in the net. No goal.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, if you're
Chicago
the NHL.
Chicago person. Person.
That guy can't be your mouthpiece if you're the
How about
NHL.
65 of Chicago headbutted the puck. No goal.
I think the Blackhawks goal is disallowed.
Don Reha on Twitter. On our email. Cap blasting callers that go to bed before overtime of a Hawks game when they have to go to work, but admits he left a Hawks regular season game with 2 minutes early because his wife had to get up early to go to work. That's Whack Bro.
Very good.
Okay. What an a-hole.
Don, that is phenomenal. Don, you just won. Okay? That's a great one. That's how you play the game. That's Whack Bro to a T. Okay, that he caught me, he drilled me, and he did it beautifully. That is outstanding. Wow. Back to the phones.
More of that, please. Fully encouraged.
Fully encouraged. Jeannie in Bloomington, Illinois. Hey, Jeannie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, Carm thinking that he can frame a pitch better than a major league catcher. That's Whack, bro.
That is Whack. Jeannie, thank you.
Did I actually say that? I just said I don't think it's that hard. How could it be? How could there be? It was like a 360 strike difference between Wellington Castillo and
I honestly
Mike.
Don't think that you could catch, if you were catching, and we had a hard-throwing guy back there, Hector Rondon, throws 98. I would say if you had to be back there for 10 pitches, you would not corral and catch cleanly 5 of them.
Please. Give me Give me a couple weeks practice. Send me to extend.
You would be so scared you'd look like the boy in the bubble.
On. Send me to extended spring training right now. I'd actually like to segue my radio/television career into being a bullpen catcher. I think that's the best gig going.
No shot.
Wouldn't you love to be a bullpen catcher? Just hang out in the pen all day long, warm guys up, and say, go get them. Be awesome.
Yeah,
take some BP every now and then.
John in Algonquin. Hey, John.
Hey, Cap.
Yeah, I was going to pick on you for the same thing. Leaving the game early, but you pick it on FanSafe and you go to bed at 1 o'clock. That might have to get up at 4.
John, well said. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
Piling on a little bit.
I was trying to tell you to have some perspective. People have lives, man. They can't just live around the hockey team.
Then admit you're not a diehard. Scott and Algonquin.
Well, first of all, Carm, did you just come back from Colorado or something saying to keep Starlin Castro? Hold on. 2010, second most errors amongst shortstops. 2011, most. 12, most. 13, most. I mean, what's the definition of insanity, Kaplan?
Watching the same thing and expecting a different result.
Wait, hold on.
There you go. You're putting a jersey on a pig. You should start worrying about grounding some balls instead of, you know, clubbing it up there in the off season and getting himself in trouble. That's whack, bro.
Scott, thanks, buddy.
Unfair. Three-time All-Star, 25 years old. And I do agree. Get him off shortstop. Second base, third base, left field, I'm good. Don't need to trade Starlin. I'm not saying he's untouchable, by the way.
Jimmy and Steger. Jimmy?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hey, Barry Melrose, you drink beer. You don't drink champagne. You never won the cup. Crawford the problem? That's whack, bro.
Nicely done, Jimmy. Thank you, buddy. Well put. 312-235-2525. Let's see. Clayton Stoner not getting at least a 5-minute major penalty for his hit on Marcus Kruger from Tom Kelly. That's whack, bro. Cap saying his walk-up song, if he was batting, would be Happy by Pharrell. That is whack, bro.
That is extremely whack, bro.
That is extremely whack, bro. My wife is all over me about that one. She goes, that's so weak. Can't you come up with something better? How about Joe from, this is AC Sports on Twitter. Joe from Lombard saying, there should be shootouts in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Not happening. That's whack, bro. Back to the phone lines. 312-235-2525. Jim, go ahead.
The 708, I love this one. On Cap's Cub show, Cap and Holly fist bumping going into each commercial break. That's whack, bro.
No, we only do it at the end of the tease, at the start of the show, if they win, only.
Why do you guys do that?
It's just our thing.
Did you start that?
Holly did.
Holly started that?
Yeah.
I can't go at Holly. Too much respect for Holly.
Because he would beat you within an inch of your life.
This is true, too.
Jim in Chicago. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Cap, what's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, listen, David Haw on the air admitting that he left work early to go buy children's cereal. That's whack, bro.
That is whack, bro. Jim, nicely done, buddy.
Dave Haw is just a bandwagon guy.
That's I think, when you were on the bourbon trail. Haw's telling me he eats Apple Jacks in the morning, nothing like a big bowl of Apple Jacks. I'm like, what? Haven't you heard? Sugar?
I went out to breakfast at Glenn's Diner, phenomenal spot on Montrose.
I love Glenn's Diner.
Awesome.
Got all the cereal boxes up.
28 different kinds of cereal, so I got a mixture of Apple Jacks and Frosted Flakes with blueberries and skim milk. Oh, what a breakfast.
Sitting here, listening to y'all's show, eating a big bowl of Apple Jacks.
See, why would you ever go out to breakfast and have cereal? You can have that at home.
I don't have it at home. It's a rarity. My wife doesn't buy sugary cereals.
When I go out to breakfast.
Eating egg whites. What do you think?
Egg whites and ground turkey.
Yeah.
Fires.
When I go out to breakfast, I'm getting Eggs Benedict. I'm getting some waffle with something that I'm not making at home. When I'm at home, with the cereal going.
I had the cereal at Glenn's. Oh, spectacular.
Amazing Apple Jacks at Glenn's. Glenn's has a tremendous menu. Y'all have the Apple Jacks. That's a poor play right there.
Apple Jacks and Frosted Flakes with blueberries and cold skim milk.
The only time that's ever been ordered there or anywhere, for that matter. Congratulations.
Obviously, it's been ordered more because they keep restocking the cereals.
Sitting here, listening to y'all's show, eating a big bowl of Apple Jacks.
That's exactly right. Dave Haw is a bandwagon guy.
Hugs.
Bandwagon.
That's my favorite. Love that.
Dave Haw is just a bandwagon guy.
That is the greatest. Mitch is in hometown. Hey, Mitch.
Good morning, Kevin. Mark.
What's up, buddy?
Because John Lester takes so long to pitch, for all day game starts, Joe Maddon vows to personally put on sunscreen on Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo. That's whack, bro.
Nicely done, Mitch. He's a regular contestant on That's Whack, Bro. He's been a winner before.
Yeah, but Maddon taking care of his players.
He does.
You know, skin cancer's a real thing.
No question about it.
You got us. You can't be standing out there in the sun and not being proactive these days. That's just a bad choice.
Chad in Peoria. Hi,
yeah,
Chad.
Guys.
What's up, buddy?
Tom Brady in the Bahamas, golfing with Air Jordan. That's whack, bro.
That was pretty whack. He didn't look like he was upset at all about Deflategate. And by the way, somebody who needs to be the deflator, your guy Air. My goodness, has he got triplets?
Mike's put on a couple?
A couple? Jacobson, did you see him? Mikey has ballooned up nicely.
Hold on, I'm checking it out. I haven't seen Mike in a while.
Yeah.
I miss him.
The untucked golf shirt to hide the gut? Yes, Mike has...
If you're Michael Jordan, you're worth $1 billion, you have a model girlfriend or wife now.
Yeah.
What do you care if you're putting on a few pounds?
I guess you don't.
You know he's eating the best. He's not eating Apple Jacks and Frosted Flakes.
Or egg whites and ground turkey.
No. Yeah, he's eating good. No, I would be too.
Mike can't ever balloon up, though. He's Michael damn Jordan.
I agree.
That's not acceptable.
Michael has plumped up nicely. Looks like he's in the third trimester.
Well, he's got a couple kids. Maybe stressed out. You know, twins is a lot. Even for the great.
See what his wife looks like?
Yes, I have. Congratulations. Way to go.
Wow. Get the ultimate experience with the all-new Samsung. See, I got $1 billion. I'm the greatest player ever. And I'm married to her. Okay.
Even the metabolism will slow down for the best of them all.
Get the ultimate experience with the all-new Samsung Curve 4K Ultra HD TV at Apt in Glenview. With the Samsung 4K Curved Ultra HD, get the fastest internet and smart TV functions available. Come in Apt today. See the complete selection of Samsung electronics or call them at 847-544-2228 for complete satisfaction, free delivery, a better experience, and the best customer service in the world. Shop where we shop. It's Apt, ABT. App.com, the website. Ask for Steve Shapiro. Pleasing people since 1936. We got plenty of calls, full phone lines, and text line lit up, and our email. So we'll continue with That's Whack Bro right after this.
You're listening to the Cap and Haw Show.
It's whack to me. It's whack, bro. It's whack.
Extended version of That's Whack Bro today. By the way, David will be back in the studio tomorrow after his excursion to California.
Is he going back out for game 5?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Jacobson, is he going? Jacobson says yes, he is going. So have your handy little
I'm ready,
computer
baby.
Ready and be ready to work.
I'm ready, baby.
Anyway, tomorrow night, Sports Talk Live from the United Center. And I think the panel is David Haw, Chris Cook, and Mark Lazarus.
That's pretty a big-time panel.
It's a big-time panel. Hey, Cap, Carm, Hoff, hopefully this finds its way to you. As a huge Hawks fan, I couldn't have been happier about the win last night, but I think the play by Siebes at the end of the game needs to be highlighted by you guys. He's right. The puck put on net, which then fell to Kruger for the winner, had bounced off the boards into the air before he slapped it. That's right. The hot pass from Oduya went past Seabrook, hit the boards, popped up into the air, and Siebes made great contact, hit the puck out of midair on net. Just awesome hand-eye coordination late in the game to set up the winner. Also, Ryan Getzlaff totally lost on the game losing on the game winner, losing sight of Kruger. Kruger did a great job. And he says, Corey Perry holding on to Hossa's stick and then dropping it. That's whack, bro. Love the show. Wally from Lakeview. Thank you, Wally. Appreciate you watching the show.
That was an interesting moment, Hossa and Perry.
That was ridiculous.
I thought that Perry actually was under Hossa's skin, but people are seeing it the other way, so maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Perry is the definition of a pest.
Right. Yeah, Mikey and I were texting during the show. He said you had him in studio, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We've had he's a weird guy. Really strange guy. Kind of an introvert. He's got his routine. They showed it on TV. Did you see him do his routine? He does the same 8 things before every single game. He's out. He's an interesting guy. But we were texting last night. My opinion, he's kind of like an A.J. Pierzynski. When he's on your team, you love him. When he's not on your team,
you hate him.
Because he's a pain in the you-know-what.
That's a fair take. I can see that all over a Perry.
Thanks, Mark.
Love to have him here. Good job, Mike.
Let's go back to the phones. Ruth is in Romeoville. Hey, Ruth, what's going on there, darling?
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
Oh, I enjoyed that game last night. You should have seen me. I almost went to the ceiling and back.
That was great.
Anyway, I just called to mess with Cap. Carrying a White Sox card in your pocket? No. That's whack, bro.
Ruth, hang on. We'll send you to Lou Malnati's over to Apt.
Way to pay attention, Ruth.
Nicely done, Ruth. That's a good one.
Roasted.
Let's go back to the phones. Dan is in California. Hey, Danny.
Hey, Cap. How's it going?
What's going on, buddy?
I got a little whack on Reinsdorf.
What'd he do?
The way he handles the general managers. Jerry Hawk let La Russa go, the best MLB, one of the best MLB coaches of all time. Krause and Jackson couldn't get along, one of the best NBA coaches of all time. Now he's doing it again with Gar and Thibs. He's got to step in, and if you're going to get rid of some, you got to go up higher than Thibs. And if Pax can't get along with anybody, maybe he should coach the team. So, Reinsdorf, you're a whack, bro.
Okay, Dan. Thank you, buddy. Interesting take.
A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah. Jerry lets his guys do their job, and then he evaluates them on their job. So, it's the way he runs his business. Always has, always will. 312-235-2525. Mike in Moline. Mikey, what's up there, Sparkles?
Hey, how's it going? Love you guys' show. First
Thank
time
you.
Caller.
Thanks.
This is for Carm. It's about the Cub game last night. Bryant made a throwing error, led to a run. Pop-up drop by Addison Russell led to a run. Castro's error led to the win, but you only blame Castro. That's whack, bro.
Mike. No, nicely done.
It's a good point, and I would like to
good take.
I'd like to further expand on my point then. That's right. Chris Bryant looks better to me in the outfield. So you get him out of third, put him in left. Castro looks better at third than short. Russell looks better at short than second. And then you have Javi up. I think it's pretty logical what's going to happen.
They only got moving parts all over the field in the middle of the season.
They'll figure it out. They're fine. Come on.
All right.
From Twitter, Cap, our Christine Caldwell, at Chris Cald 124. When at the Carm sits in for at David, Mark has a blue check on Twitter and David doesn't. That's whack, bro. How am I verified and Haw's not?
I don't know how that is.
What is going on with David Haw on Twitter?
What did you have to pay to get verified?
I didn't pay anything. They just were like, wow, that guy's amazing on Twitter. We got to verify him. We really love his tweets at the Carm.
Dave Haw is just a bandwagon guy.
Maybe it was that. Maybe that's what they felt about it. It was just a knock on Haw.
T. Grow on Twitter. Cap knowing about ties till four and saying it's a great spot. That's whack, bro.
Well, didn't you hang out there with Kyle Farnsworth back in the day?
I was at ties till four. I wasn't with Kyle Farnsworth. Mike Pendleton, our buddy. Reporters wanted kids banned from postgame pressers like Steph Curry's daughter. That's whack, bro. I agree. Completely agree. By the way, at Me So Hungry on Twitter, can I get a Twitter shout-out for calling Kruger with the winner this morning? I did a little contest when overtime started. I always do it. First person to tweet in the guy who gets the game-winning goal, if it's a Hawk, will get a shout-out on Sports Talk Live. So I have someone who I will be tweeting or I will be announcing on the show tonight. But this guy also had picked that he was second or third. But the winner will be announced on Sports Talk Live later tonight.
Let me give you one from the 563. People that think that Starlin Castro will be a Cub by the All-Star break. That's whack, bro. Love the show. That's Scott from Iowa. It's an interesting one that because maybe Starlin, and I don't think he's getting traded, but if you wanted to argue why is he still at short, maybe he's still there because they think his trade value is greater if he's playing shortstop than moving him. That could be a possibility, right? Doesn't that make sense?
Possibility.
I mean, I don't, again, have any, I certainly don't have any knowledge they're going to trade him. I don't think anybody does. But if somebody came with the right deal, I'm sure they would. He's not an untouchable player as well as he has done early in his career.
Christine Caldwell at the Catman when at the Carm said get up early and cook before cocky. That's whack, bro.
Well, that's what you call him.
And Tyler Slager says the moment when Mark went from cheap to wear Beats headphones. That's whack, bro.
I don't have Beats. I don't have that type of cachet.
You don't.
I'm a regular whatever headset Mark, is in the Mark studio is, guy.
Mark is too cheap to wear Beats. Sarah Lauk, leave the rugby players alone. You making fun of rugby players? Oh, no, I did. I'm Matthew Dellavedova, former rugby player.
And by the way, don't think that Cap's buying his own Beats headphones. Come on.
I paid for these.
Oh.
With Jimmy's credit card. We're out of here. D-Haw will be back tomorrow. Marky, great seeing you. Thanks right, again. Dude. Hawks win 3-2, 3:30. They replay the game in its entirety on CSN. See ya.
All right. Well, see you later.